Here at the Corn Utilization and Technology Conference, I'm speaking with Stefan Mueller. And first of all, tell me what you do at University of Illinois at Chicago.
I'm the principal economist at the Energy Resources Center at University of Illinois at Chicago, and I direct our bioenergy and climate research.
Well, you're doing a couple of presentations here. First one was on the life cycle analysis panel. Tell me a little bit about the message that you brought here in looking at corn ethanol and co-products that are made from that.
Well, when we do life cycle analysis, we add up the carbon emissions incurred along different production stages of corn ethanol production. And with corn ethanol, you also produce an animal feed product simultaneously, to which you have to assign what's called a co-product credit, meaning you have to subtract the emissions to produce that corn, this corn feed, this feed product from the life cycle of corn ethanol. So you assign a co-product credit for that animal feed co-produced at a corn ethanol plant. Mm-hmm. Well, now we're also looking at other co-products other than animal feed, right? We're looking, for example, at ethyl lactate produced at the corn ethanol plant, which is a biosolvent that can substitute for petroleum-based solvents in the marketplace, mm-hmm. right? And if we do that co-product analysis correctly, we see substantial benefits for corn ethanol.
So I think it may be obvious to some, but what does this then mean to those involved in ethanol production? I mean, how does this kind of information produce a benefit for the industry?
Well, it means that corn ethanol would have a substantially reduced carbon score.
And that ultimately is going to help in a lot of ways, including even with how policies formed and rules and regulations are implemented.
That's exactly right. I mean, that's what we're aiming at is, additional products coming from a corn ethanol plant, proving that a corn ethanol plant does not only produce food and fuel efficiently, but can also add tremendously in the area of petrochemical substitution.
Now, I know you're also presenting on some other new research that was announced recently. Tell me about that.
Well, we did a large survey with corn ethanol plants and assessed their energy consumption and showed that the thermal energy and the electric energy that ethanol plants require to turn bushels of corn into corn ethanol has decreased by 30% over the last 8 years. So that is a substantial finding because to date we have several carbon regulations emerging, right, that are looking at the efficiency of current corn ethanol plants. Well, with this survey now that went through a peer-reviewed journal, with the survey data available, I think for the first time, regulators can look at that survey and really have up-to-date industry data to do the assessments.
So really, things are getting more efficient, and not just the corn itself and the production process, but even the facilities.
Right. I think there's a lot of industry data is at this point coming together, updated industry data that shows that corn ethanol is becoming more efficient and in the future can continue to be efficient. And also has a lot of options, right, to expand into other co-products, which then in turn, right, will increase the efficiency. You find surprising findings. When we modeled this ethyl lactate production at corn ethanol plant, the drop in the carbon footprint was substantially more than we had expected. So it appears it's a very good thing to do.
Thank you very much. That's Stefan Mueller with the University of Illinois at Chicago, who is one of our presenters here at the Corn Utilization and Technology Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.